Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back right here on What's the Topic. Yes, this is your boy Fiola Seeger right here doing the most. Yes, another awesome session. Yeah, we're going to be having a good time together. I really do hope that you're good. I hope you've been taking care of yourself, and I really hope you've been doing the most. Today we're going to be looking at a very interesting topic. I mean, we're going to look at different type of things and everything that is involved, you know, within this topic. But the main topic itself is reasons to smile. Now, you obviously have a lot of reasons to smile. And the one area that I'm just going to look at and tackle and focus on is death. You know, people who are dying. Like, literally, we're going to look at what are the causes that are out there that are killing people, if I can put it that way. You know, I was going to look for another word, but yeah, there's no other word that's going to, you know, explain it well, like this word, killing people. So we're going to look at what is out there that is killing people. What are the different things that are out there killing people? And we're just going to focus on 10, you know, just 10 things that are killing people out there, and which people are getting affected by these 10. How are people getting affected by these 10 things, you know? That's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at your middle class, low class, you know, all those different areas, your countries, you know, all those things. So the top 10 causes of death, that's what we're going to look at. And we're going to also analyze what the WHO has to say, you know, about death and all this stuff. So if you don't know what the WHO stands for, it's the World Health Organization. Yes, the whole world's health organization. So what do they have to say about the whole topic and the whole situation? So we're going to look at that as well. Now, for myself, Fearless Eagle, you know how we do it right here. We do it the most. I give you the best of the best. So before we even dive into the whole topic and look at the latest news on how people are dying and different possible ways that people die, before we do all of that and speak about all of that, here is a track by Jesus' little brother titled Great. Enjoy.
Place. like some things just never change. Praise the Lord the way you wanna praise him. I ain't waving my hands, I'm in a tough man stance. Till I feel his spirit move, and he tell me to dance. Now I'm all in the trance, I can feel it from my feet, all the way to my hands. Make you cry sometimes, no matter how big the man, his glory covered the heavens, his praise filled the earth. I can't wait to be fully me, after the curse, when he reshapes the earth. I ain't be the highest mountain, I ain't counting, and I ain't tripping on no fake either. Really, I need more time to get my life together. I know you see those signs, it be all in the weather. If you have grown to know the light, you know the light, believe it, and you can leave it. Get some people together and build a team with it. If they was taught by the spirit, then they'll agree with it. Feel it up. I just wanna be great.
Can you tell me why Active FM is the best radio station around? Okay, so first of all, I would love to start with the following statement. We got the most craziest presenters around the world. Just listen to this.
Black and...
Active FM radio has never been better.
So, what are your last words concerning my last words concerning Active FM? Okay, we're listening to Active FM because we are the best radio station around. Yeah.
We are the best radio station around. I really do hope you know that. If you didn't know, now you know. So it's going to go down right here on this show, this topic. I was about to tongue twist, you know, and do the most. But yeah, today we're going to be going down and doing the most. I'm just going to dive straight into the topic and everything so that you know what is popping and what's going on. Now, I went to the WHO page to find out, what are your leading causes of death globally, you know, country-wise and all those stuff? And I'm going to give you five different sectors, obviously being your globally, like worldwide, and then taking it from worldwide to now dividing it into different countries, you know, your middle-class countries, your low and high, upper, you know, all those different things. So that's what we're going to do. Now, this is what the WHO organization had to say. So if you don't know what the WHO is, it's your World Health Organization. That is what it is. Now, the World Health Organization actually said that the top causes of, like, not just top causes, the top 10 causes of death. Now, I'm going to start off with globally. What are the leading causes of death globally? Now, before I even touch on this, one thing that I want everyone to understand, including you listening to this, is the whole world is in a panic. They are all in a panic. And why are they in a panic? Because of the whole lockdown and your coronavirus and everything. That's the panic that they're in. They're like, we all dying. We are gonna die. We are all gonna die. And we are dying because of this whole virus and everything. That's the situation that they're in. That's what's happening with the whole world right now. So I really do hope that you understand that. Now, with that in mind, these are your top 10 causes. Not just causes. Leading causes. So they up there, you know, they up there in front, you know, leading and everything. So your first one is your heart disease. Number one, globally people, they die because of heart disease. Yes, heart disease. And to be specific, your asthmatic heart disease. That is what most people are dying from, and that is what's leading. Number two, your stroke. Globally, people die because of stroke. They'll go in and then come out, or they go in and the report comes out as they died because of the stroke. That's literally what's happening with people. And then third on the list is your chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That is literally what's killing people globally. That's the third thing killing people globally. And then the fourth thing on the list is your lower respiratory infections. People die from respiratory infections globally. And that's number four. That's what's killing them. And then you have your neonatal conditions. That's number five on the list. People are dying because of those conditions. And then number six on the list is your trachea, bronchus, and lung cancer. Your cancers. You know, your trachea, bronchus, and lung cancers. Those are actually killing people. And it's number six on the list globally. So number seven on the list is your dementia diseases. People are dying from dementia diseases. That's what's killing people. And then you have number eight on the list, which is your diarrheal disease. And then number nine on the list is your diabetes mellitus disease. People are dying from that. And then number 10 is your kidney disease. So those are the top 10 leading causes of death globally. Globally. That is what's killing people. And then, now I want to go into your different sectors. You know, when you have to now break it down. And breaking it down into your income, you know, groups and everything. So your leading causes of death, you know, by income, you know, by group, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And this is what you need to understand. You need to actually, you know, take a back seat or take some time, examine the whole situation and yeah, decide. And yeah, it's up to you, you know, it's up to you. But now, looking at your low-income countries. So, if your country is considered as a low-income country, these are the top causes of death. Top 10 causes of death inside your country. Number one is your neonatal conditions. So, that's number one. It made it number one on the list. Then you get number two, which is your lower respiratory infections. Then number three, which is your heart disease. And number four is your stroke. Yes, that's number four. Number five is your diarrheal diseases. Then number six is malaria. Number seven is road injuries. Number eight is tuberculosis. Number nine is HIV and AIDS. Number 10 is your cirrhosis of the liver. That's literally what's happening. So those are the top 10 causes of death in your low income countries. I know, like, we're out there busy stressing about the whole pandemic and everything. Look, there's other people that are dying because of these things. So if you don't have one of these things, hey, you should be grateful. In fact, never mind if you don't have. You might have it, but if you're still alive, that is a reason for you to be grateful right there. Because why? That shows that you can still recover. That shows that, hey, there's still hope for you, yo. There's still hope. So don't be out here trying to look for reasons not to smile. Now, moving on to your next sector. Your middle income, not just middle income. Let me put it this way. Your lower middle income countries. So this is the causes in the lower middle income countries. These are the causes, the top 10. So obviously the first one. Still number one. Okay, this one didn't go number one. In fact, this one went from number three to number one. Now, your first one is your heart disease, your asthmatic heart disease. So that's number one on the list. Your second one is your stroke. And then your neonatal conditions went to number three from number one. You know, when you look at your lower income countries. So in your lower middle income countries, it's different. So neonatal is number three. And then number four is your chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases. And then your number five is your lower respiratory infections. Number six is your diarrheal diseases. Number seven is your tuberculosis. Then number eight is your cirrhosis of the liver. Number nine is diabetes mellitus. And then number 10 is your road injury. So that's literally what's happening. And that's your lower middle class income countries. That's what's killing people that side. Now, when you look at your upper middle income countries, it's almost the same, but there's obviously few changes and everything. It's almost the same. Now, the first one, obviously, still heart diseases, your asthmatic heart diseases. Second one is still stroke. Third one, you got your chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases. Your fourth one is your trachea, bronchus, and lung cancer. So here now, cancer, you know, is number 4. Like, people are worried about cancer. Then you have your number 5, which is your lower respiratory infections. Number 6, diabetes mellitus. Then you got number 7, which is your hypertensive heart disease. Yo, this is serious stuff, yo. I actually have a person, let me say a brother within my life that just recently, last week, so, okay, in case you're getting this show, like years or centuries after, just to help you out. Now, this brother of mine, third week of June 2021, he literally had a hypertensive heart experience where he was even rushed to the hospital, and then they told him that, hey, you had an hypertensive heart. I wouldn't say disease. He doesn't have a disease. He had an experience. Let me put it that way. So he had an experience of your hypertensive. Now people, they dying of hypertensive heart disease. Now that's why you get your heart attack and everything. And then your pressure, your blood pressure is too high and everything like that. You constantly, let me say, your body is constantly under stress. So that's what's happening. Now I have a friend that had that experience, which was not a pleasant experience, because now he's like, hey, yo, this is serious, yo. I'm actually appreciating life and I'm checking, hey, you got a lot of reasons to smile and everything to make sure that, yeah, things are going well and all those stuff. You're just checking up, how am I doing? So now you got that number 7. Then number 8 is your disease, you know, your dementia's disease and all those stuff. And then number 9 is your stomach cancer. You got people who have stomach cancer. Then you got number 10, which is your road injuries. Now that's literally what's popping in those areas. Then you got your high income countries, which with them it's a whole different scenario, but there's still things that are the same. So number 1 is your asthmatic heart disease, and then your number 2 is your dementia diseases and all those stuff. That's what's happening with them. Number 3, they get strokes. Number 4 is your trachea, bronchus, and lung cancers. Number 5 is your chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Then number 6 is your lower respiratory infections. Number 7 is your colon and rectum cancer. They it's going down. It's like going down for real. And then number 8 is obviously your kidney diseases. Then number 9 is your hypertensive heart disease. Then number 10 is your diabetes mellitus. So that's literally what's happening. And those are like the top 10 causes of death, you know, according to your different countries and all that stuff. Yeah, I hope you took notes and you do look out for those things. But now, people are dying, you know, because of these things and all those stuff. Never mind COVID and all those stuff. There's people out there that are dying because of these causes of death and all those stuff. Now, if you're in a position where you're not dead, you got a lot of reasons to smile. That's something that I have to say to you. Got a lot of reasons to smile. So, smile. Make sure you smile. And make sure you impact people's lives. So, yeah, for myself, I'm gonna close, but before I close, I'm gonna give you something that's amazing and for you to enjoy and all that stuff, and then close after that. Here's a track by Blake Reynolds titled Empty. Enjoy.
I'm so tired chasing dead ends, stuck in circles, feeling hopeless. I'm so broken, don't wanna pretend how I'm feeling. How'd I get so far away? But I'm so lonely, but I'm so lonely. I'm feeling empty. Need your love to come set me free. Lord, help me to drowning lost in the same game. You threw me a lifeline. I was on my lowest, but I get so far away. The bottom is so lonely. The bottom is so lonely. I'm feeling empty.
Hope you're not feeling empty. Yeah, because I'm not feeling empty. Yeah. Now, I know you enjoyed the show. The show was amazing and interesting, and you probably did take notes. I hope you did take notes, because myself, I took notes. Now, I want you to know as an individual that you have no reason to be out here not smiling. You have a lot of reasons to smile because you're still alive and you're listening to this, and the Lord still loves you. He'll always love you. You just need to make sure you take him serious. And according to the word of God, you need to be living in your purpose, you know, which is the purpose that God set for you. So if you don't know what your purpose is, my challenge to you is get to God, ask him what is your purpose, what purpose did he place there for you, and what can you do to start living that purpose and to start living in that purpose. So make sure you do that. And if you're struggling, yes, do let us know so that we can help you on how to start the journey with God. Yes, for myself, good morning to you if it's good morning. Good evening to you if it's good evening. Good afternoon to you if it's good afternoon. Good night if it's good night, if you're about to go and sleep. So if it's morning, enjoy the rest of your day. If it's afternoon, I hope you do enjoy the rest of your day. And I hope you did have an awesome, amazing day. If it's good evening, hope you're enjoying the last, you know, meals and everything that you have in store, you know, involved and all the stuff. If it's good night, see, my tongue is even doing the most. If it's good night, hope you have awesome, amazing dreams and amazing dreams that are going to help you succeed the following day. Peace out and God bless. This is Fearless Eagle signing out.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Jump and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
at /ActiveFM.
You're saying now, I didn't wanna hear the words. You're saying now,
throughout the days, throughout my nights, I know what it is, I'm giving it to Christ. You know what I have to do, I have to stand up and say, this is me, this is how I do it, this is my way. Because I gotta make it for him, and only him, cause it ain't for me, it is him. And I know that I'm only grim, my insides are crying out, please help me, Savior. Help me do this, I wanna show all the good behavior, please. Let me be the one to do it right now. I wanna get it, I wanna make you, Father, I make you proud. Please help me, just help me do this right. I know that I got it, I never have to commit suicide. the way of demise. Because I know I have it inside of me. Yes, a spark of light, I can fight. I will always save my life. Thank you God for everything you've done for me. Thank you Christ.
I didn't wanna hear the words you're saying now. You're saying now. I didn't wanna hear the words you're saying now. You're saying now.
I was that type of kid to go on to suicide. The type of kid to never care, only wanting to die. But now I look at myself in the eyes and I say, I love you, dude. You gotta pick it up, guy. Let me beat it. Let me rise up. Let me know, God, where am I going? I am tough. I am rough. I am fashion. I am something. I am gonna have a mansion. I know that I've been a lot of ways up in my life, but I gotta do it. I will manifest only the right. Please help me to do this, Father. I know that you've given me all the talent that I have, and I gave up all the speed. I did it right. I'm doing it good. I'm sober. Yes, I can do this. I know this, God. I see it, and now I'm blessed, yo. Thank you, Father. Just show them through me. I want them to see what you can do and how you really be. Thank you, Father. Never bother you. I get it right. I'm gonna do this. Yes, it's my life. I testify. My testimony of a good life, a good son. The type of kid that changed his whole life. Now I've won. Thank you, God. I will always win. Thank you for everything. I am sorry for my sin. I raise my hands up. Now I'm on my knees. I am begging you, please. Don't you leave me, God. Yes, he.
I didn't wanna hear the words you're saying now.
I love you.
You're saying now. I didn't wanna hear the words you're saying now. You're saying now. I didn't wanna hear the words.
God, please forgive me for all of my sin. Never wanna lose you. No, never lose you. Not again. Thank you, God, for everything you've done. I tell you now, I'm never leaving. I'm the chosen one. I'm on my knees. I beg you, please, don't you leave me. No, never forsaken. I will show them the road.
I didn't wanna hear the words you're saying now. You're saying now. You say you know. You say you know.